And welcome back inside the cave, John Roberts, Mark Comstock with you here on a Monday morning, final segment of the show. And we have a special guest in, arguably, I guess, maybe the newest head coach in Lenawee County, Kaya Rainey of the Clinton Red Wolves volleyball program. And welcome inside the cave. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Obviously, you were interested in a head coaching job if you pursued one, and I know you have a little bit of a volleyball background, obviously. What, can you talk to the listeners just a little bit about your background in the sport of volleyball, kind of, you know, when you started playing and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I kind of started when I was 10 years old, I think, at a little club here in town, and then as I got older, I started moving up and wanted to play in bigger tournaments, so I moved to Premier Academy, which is in Maumee, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also played 4 years at Madison, where I went to high school. And after that, I kind of took a break, didn't think I wanted to play anymore. And then after my first year of college, I ended up wanting to play, so I went to Bluffton University.
Okay. And degree from Bluffton University. I know when we talked off air before, you're doing a speech therapy and you're doing your clinicals right now at Clinton Schools. And so that's kind of nice. You get to maybe see some of your girls that were on the team last year and obviously hope to be on the team again next year. You also did some coaching at Hudson High School with Kylie Bailey last year as her assistant, because I saw they're already looking for a new assistant now, or maybe have hired one.
I think they hired one. She was kind of looking. She kind of pushed me to apply for the job and was like on my side to apply for the job.
Sure.
So she started looking right away because she wasn't sure what was going to happen. So I think they found someone now.
Well, and it's nice when you coach for someone that wants to see you achieve what you want to do and become a head coach. I think when you have someone that's willing to help you become that person that you want to be, that's great. And obviously, being at Hudson, you're a little bit familiar with what Clinton has, being in the LCAA, and you'll have even that familiarity with the rest of the league. Not like you're coming from the outside in totally. So that'll be a nice thing for you as well.
Yeah, and right now I'm coaching at High Street, and most of those Clinton girls that I'll have coming up are playing club there, so I'm in the gym with them already.
Oh, great, great.
High Street's a club team?
Yeah,
okay.
A club just here in town.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that name. My daughter played a lot of volleyball, but some of the new AA team. So what's your first plan of business? And I'm sure you're already starting to think about summer plans. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think just setting a standard coming in, like we're going to work hard right out of the gate. We're not going to, a lot of people will say that I'm a young coach, and like most girls might not respect that in the beginning. So just setting a standard and making sure that they're being held accountable right out the gate is what I want to do.
Are you big? Some coaches I know are big on playing every weekend in tournaments, or not doing a lot of that and putting all your emphasis in your conference and weekday games.
Yeah, so our schedule was already set from the previous year, so I didn't get much say in that this year. But I think taking weekends off, playing some weekends is a good thing, but taking weekends off and allowing them to still be kids and letting them do the high school things that some kids don't get to do because they're always on the road traveling and playing sports.
Yeah, I know when my daughter played at Adrian High School, the coach believed in playing a lot of tournaments, and we were on the go all the time, and it was enjoyable because we had a good team, obviously, and seemed like we got to a lot of the ends of the tournaments. But some coaches I know like to take a little time off. I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's a lot of volleyball when you get in those pool play, and then you get into the other play. So
yeah, that's how it was when we were at Madison. We played every weekend or every other weekend, and we were there in the gym 7:30 to sometimes 6 o'clock at night. Just because when I was at Madison, we were successful for a few seasons.
Now, what can you do in the summer with volleyball?
You can, like, I think we're going to do some strength training and some open gyms. We're going to play at the league in Siena, and then take a few days off here and there, but just get after it in the gym.
Well, season gets here in a hurry with volleyball in the fall, and summer's a little more important because you jump right into your season.
And, you know, obviously a lot of teams, I don't know if Hudson has gone to the Siena League.
Yeah,
there's
we
a lot
there
of local
year.
Teams there. So you'll see teams from around the county over the summer, but they do bring in a fair amount from the area, Monroe County, Jackson County, Washtenaw County. The surrounding counties come there to play a lot too. So that'll be good to be able to gauge what you've got. And I can't recall off the top of my head, I want to say Clinton was kind of about 500-ish middle, you know, of the LCAA last year in volleyball. I could be wrong there. But, you know, so there's something to build with at least a little bit. And there's been some solid teams at Clinton over the years. So it's not like you're starting the program from where, you know, they only won two or three matches every year. So that's got to be encouraging for you.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of pieces to work with, a lot of pieces that'll fit in the puzzle right away. I think a ton of the girls that we have at High Street right now that already go to Clinton, they work really hard in the gym, and I think they're plug-and-play type of players. I can just put them in, and they're going to grind it out each set.
Well, and volleyball has become a sport where if you do want to play at the high school level, you almost have to play some level of travel volleyball in the off season. And as you know, you've been part of the sport for a long time. You know, there are different clubs that emphasize different things, and some is to, you know, go all over the world and win tournaments and that kind of stuff, whereas some are more, let's develop girls and you know, a love for the game and their skills, and you know, so there's a lot of options out there for girls and their families. You know, speaking of family, obviously people might recognize the last name, and I guess you know, you've got some coaches in your family. How much have you kind of picked up just being an observer of your dad and your brother, and maybe some other people that you think might influence how you coach?
Yeah, I think I picked up a lot. I mean, every conversation or most of the conversations we have, especially at family dinner, if we're just sitting around at the house, is talking about coaching or what the next move is with the team or who's going to play here if somebody isn't performing. And I think, like, having those people in my corner and helping me if I have a question of, say I have a parent come up and I need help with it.
Sure.
Like, I can go back to them and they're going to be on my side, but they're also going to point me in the right direction.
Well, and I think it's great to have those kinds of people to, you know, sound off ideas and things like that. And, you know, I know your dad and your brother primarily college level coaches, which is a little bit different from what you're doing. But you're still dealing with young people that are growing and changing. I mean, they're guys are a little bit older, but I think they've seen enough and done enough as players and coaches where they can, you know, point you in the right direction. So that's good to have those influences.
Yeah, for sure. I think my dad has been like the biggest part in helping me get here. He was the first one I texted when I got the job, and he was just in the corner like, "You're gonna go get him. You're gonna be great."
That's
so that
awesome.
Was great to have.
Yeah.
Do you have a staff in place, or do you have to hire some people? Or
yeah, I have a staff in place. I went in with an assistant, and then just the community of Clinton has been great, and everybody has wanted to help. I've gotten a few texts like, "If you ever need anything, like, I'm happy to come to the gym," and then I have other people that are just gonna come on to help when I need it.
Good.
Well, and like Hudson, it's a community that's experienced a lot of success in sports recently, and I'm sure they want you to be, you know, a part of that as well with the volleyball program. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming in, and we'll look forward to talking to you a little more as we get closer to volleyball season.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Coach Kaya Rainey of the Clinton Red Wolves volleyball program here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.